Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about issues of the day from a biblical perspective, as well as highlights from interviews, conferences, and events. Here's Monty Larrick.
Thanks for making Illinois Family Spotlight part of your day. I'm Monty Larrick, and this is David Smith,
Yellow,
the Executive Director of the Illinois Family Institute and Illinois Family Action. We are joined by Kathy Valenti, the Director of Operations here at the Illinois Family Institute. She's a prayer warrior, and boy, we just couldn't get along without her.
Longtime pro-family, pro-life activist who is a mother and grandmother.
And great-grandmother.
Oh, my goodness. Don't tell me that.
Yes, it's true.
Now you're making me feel old. Dave, Illinois is the abortion capital of the Midwest. Our streets are unsafe for life outside the womb. The hatred for Christianity displayed itself at the opening of the Paris Olympics.
Yes.
We could be on the verge of World War III and our politicians and the public turning their backs on Israel. And by the way, we have a very important election in November. All that being said, it's time to pray.
Oh, big time. And when you consider the fact that Illinois is considering legislation to legalize assisted suicide, because we're not killing enough innocent little babies in the womb. By the way, we're going from 40 to 50,000 abortions a year. We're going to probably surpass 100,000 a year because people are coming across the border to get their, the state, that is, the state border from Iowa, from Missouri, from even from as far as Tennessee, coming up to Illinois to kill their babies.
And that's just surgical abortions.
Right. And then we had a press conference in the spring by what they would call progressives, I'd call regressives, who said that they want to legalize prostitution. They called it sex workers, prostitution. And then we have a Western suburban lawmaker who wants to crack down on homeschoolers and regulate the homeschoolers, all the while the public schools in Illinois are failing academically by huge measures. Sexual abuse is skyrocketing in our public schools. You would think they'd want to get their own house in order. Monty, it's time that Christians in Illinois be the salt and light of this state. It needs a healthy dose of salt and light. And where do we start? Where do we start? We pray. We humbly seek God. We ask for forgiveness of all these things that are going on. And we ask Him to heal our land. That's what we need to do.
Well, IFI is calling on Christians to unite in prayer for our state, nation, our world, September 25 and 26. And then continue to pray individually, maybe in small groups.
That's right.
For 40 days through November 5th. Kathy, you're a big part of this.
It's really past the time to pray.
That's right.
I mean, we've gotten ourselves into a whole heap of trouble here with the things that they're doing in Springfield, with the things that they're doing in Washington, D.C., with the things we see on TV,
and
on
our government schools,
internet, in the government schools, and the indoctrination of children. And frankly, these things are too big for us to handle ourselves. How many years, Dave, have we tried to turn the tide, to change the way things are? It's God, and God alone, who is able to do this. We need a move of the Holy Spirit. The early church, when they met, they saw the Holy Spirit move among them, and they saw miraculous things happening. And that's what we are hoping and praying will happen here in the state of Illinois.
I think you agree with me that God wants us to go through this humility, seeking Him, repenting, and asking for forgiveness. He wants to respond to that. Wouldn't you agree to that?
I believe it's a conditional promise of His in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if we do seek Him, if we humble ourselves and pray, repent, turn from our wicked ways, then He will hear from heaven and heal our land. I really believe that. I know that promise was for the Israelites, but I firmly believe that God would be very pleased to see us following in the same pattern and calling out to Him in humility and repentance so that he can heal our land. And that's what I'm hoping and praying for.
You know, this all got started, Monty, with a guy in my church. I'm just going to call him Brian. I'm not going to tell his last name.
Who with came a B? Up,
yeah, with a B. Yes, sir, Brian. he came up to me and was asking me about maybe a statewide large prayer conference. And I told him I would think about it. But as I went home and I was thinking about it and praying about it, the Lord laid this on my heart is, you know, I don't think one prayer conference would be adequate, especially in our state. It's literally 6 hours from top to bottom to drive this state, right? It's a huge state. Maybe if we encourage churches to hold their own, let them take ownership on it, mm-hmm. but let's just encourage them to do mm-hmm. it. And so I went back to him and I told him about my thoughts, and he was very excited. And so this is, it's gone through some tweaks, you know, wrote this up. Kathy tweaked it. You tweaked it. We all tweaked it.
We're tweakers.
Yeah. Well, I ran it by some pastors who are on the board of directors, and they had some, you know, feedback for me. And so we sent this letter out to almost 900 churches, and now we're praying and calling and asking them to get involved. Now, the website is this. humilityandprayerillinois.com. It's pretty simple, but humility comes first, and it has to come first, because if we arrogantly approach the throne, that's not going to be a good recipe. God is not going to hear our prayers if we're going to say, we deserve your healing. Mm. We deserve your forgiveness.
We don't.
But because he's a merciful God,
yes,
we can humbly approach him. But and take ownership. This our culture is sacrificing unborn babies at an alarming rate. I mean, this is the bloodshed, and what it, God says, God's word says. What does it say about bloodshed? Innocent bloodshed. He will not repay.
You talk about humility and prayer, but there's an element of fasting to this.
So here's the deal. We're asking churches to have their own prayer service, either the September 25th or September 26th. The 25th is a Wednesday, and a lot of churches already have a prayer or Bible study on Wednesday night. So that would fit nicely. Thursday would also work fine if they don't want to interrupt those programs, the Thursday after that. And that's 40 days till the November 5th election. So we're asking them just to launch this with a corporate gathering. And then as they end that service, of that prayer service, to encourage the folks there, go home and continue to pray and fast for 40 days now and ask God to heal this land. Now, it could be a 40-day fast. It could be a one-day-a-week fast. It could be a, you know, skip one meal, whatever it is. You know, let people have to, you know, figure that out. But to diligently pray for our state and nation, again, asking God's forgiveness. You know, there's a story that Jesus tells in the Gospels about the widow who kept appealing to a judge. And they kept coming day after day after day, appealing to the judge. And what did the judge finally do?
He finally gave her that which she was asking for.
Right. He finally.
And he was an unrighteous judge.
And he was an unrighteous judge.
And our God is a very righteous judge.
Such a good point,
Kathy. A very
holy
and righteous judge, and trustworthy and faithful.
Yeah.
And his compassions and mercies are new every day, and God wants to forgive us. He wants to. He invites us.
His patience is amazing
yes,
with
yes.
us, and he hasn't judged us fully yet. I think we're under some kind of judgment because of what's going on in our culture, but and what's going on in the streets of Chicago with the violence. And
mm-hmm.
I believe he wants to heal our land. That's his desire, but he's not going to do it if we're in rebellion, open rebellion,
right.
and saying, no, God, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
We're not
yes.
going to live the way you
prescribe. That's where humility
prescribed.
Comes in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked about humility, and we've talked about God's loving kindness and his patience with
yes,
us.
That's right.
But we also need to acknowledge his holiness
yes.
and his sovereignty.
Well, there's a reason why Scripture says holy, holy, holy 3 times. And I remember Sunday school lesson way back when, holy means separate. He's separate. He's not a part of this sinful, corrupt world. He's holy, holy, holy. That's 3 times removed. He is far removed mm-hmm. from sin and corruption. Mm-hmm. And he calls us, he says, be holy because I'm holy. Mm-hmm. That's our call. Now, you and I can't do it on our own. I can't do it in the flesh. But that's why Paul in his epistles say, I die daily. We all wake up every single day in the same default position. It's all about me. It's all about me. It's all about me. And we have to die to that. We have to say, no, it's not about me. It's about him. I'm going to live my life for him. And we got to do that throughout the day, too, because our flesh does rear its ugly head all the time. You know, you step on my toe, I'm going to say something. you know what I'm saying. You know, you tweak me, you know, in the wrong way. You cut me off in traffic.
We're going to respond some way.
Some way. You know, what is your first knee-jerk reaction usually? Dirty, rotten scoundrel, or worse.
I can't repeat it here.
Right? But then you've got to, you know, I had a pastor who told me once why he doesn't have a Christian symbol on the back of his car, and he put it bluntly, because I don't drive like a Christian. I don't want to damage the reputation of God.
Right. Damage the name of God.
That's right. Well, we want to get into the nuts and bolts of humility and prayer.
Yes.
Illinois, it's a campaign that is encouraging the churches to get their congregations together in corporate prayer. Yes. And then take that prayer outside the church as well. We'll take a time out and get into the kind of the nuts and bolts of all this right after this. This is Illinois Family Spotlight. See you after the break.
Hi, this is Pastor Kelvin from Christian Liberty Academy in Arlington Heights. It is time to get your children and grandchildren out of the godless government schools. How can we subject our loved ones to forced, ungodly psychological examinations and perverse sexual teachings? You would not send your child to a school that teaches 2 + 2 = 5. What is being taught today is far worse and damaging to minds and hearts. We can help through our on-campus Christian school and homeschool program. For over 55 years, we have operated a Christian school now in Arlington Heights, and we have served hundreds of thousands of families across our nation and foreign countries through our homeschool program, Christian Liberty Homeschools. Visit ChristianLiberty.com to learn more or to schedule a tour of our excellent 12-acre facility. Take action today. Visit ChristianLiberty.com, ChristianLiberty.com.
Allie Beth Stuckey and the Illinois Family Institute for the Faith, Family, and Freedom Banquet, 7 p.m. Friday, September 6th at the Tinley Park Convention Center. For tickets, go to IllinoisFamily.org.
Christianity brings civilization, goodness.
Allie Beth Stuckey, wife, mom, author, followed by thousands on her hit Relatable podcast. Hear her fresh and firm call for Christians to lead in Illinois, in America, for faith, family, and freedom. For tickets, go to IllinoisFamily.org.
Christians have always been on the front lines of human progress, set in love.
Allie Beth Stuckey and the Illinois Family Institute's Faith, Family, and Freedom Banquet, Friday, September 6th at the Tinley Park Convention Center. For tickets, go to IllinoisFamily.org. IllinoisFamily.org. Thanks for joining Illinois Family Spotlight. Monty Lurick here. I am joined by David Smith.
I'm still here.
The Executive Director of the Illinois Family Institute. And Kathy Valenti, the Director of Operations for IFI. And she does so much more. We're talking about humility and prayer. It is a prayer campaign that's going to kick off officially September 25th, Dave.
Or 26th, yep.
And churches need to get involved.
Yeah, so we sent a letter, like I said earlier, to close to 900 churches asking them to please host their own event. And in the letter, we start out with some really sad statistics. You know, 65 million children sacrificed in the name of legal abortion since 1973. Children exposed to sexually immoral, graphic content in comprehensive sex ed classes. We've got STD rates going up, abortion rates going up, and suicide rates going up. We've got celebrations of LGBTQIA+++ deviancy. We've got human trafficking, sex trafficking, drug trafficking coming across our border. We've got marriage and gender being redefined. We've got confusion actually being taught in schools, and Kathy's going to talk about that in a minute. We've got fatherlessness at an all-time high. We've got church attendance at an all-time low. We've got legal prostitution going to be considered here in Illinois. We've got corrupt politicians, judges, and media all over the place. We have deliberate destruction of the family unit through social welfare programs. We have pornography and adultery flourishing in every aspect. We got growing gang violence, murders, and crime. I mean, that's the start. That's the tip of the cultural symptoms of the evil root that is in the heart of man.
And we have...
devoid of God.
We have apathy in our Christian community.
Yes. Yeah, people would rather hide away in their silos and ignore what's going on until it comes home and they get pinched, as one preacher used to say. Pinched and affected by this. But we want churches to take all this seriously. We have a lot to repent from. We have a lot to ask God's forgiveness from. And we know from Scripture, God does judge nations on their sins, on their national sins. We know this for a fact.
Yes.
Kathy, if you want to jump in here, please feel free. I don't want to just co-opt this because I can do a monologue here. But God judges us corporately. We need to corporately come together and ask forgiveness and to seek his face. And then we need to go from there and be encouraged to do this continually in our own lives, in our own individual ways, maybe with our family units, you know, maybe with prayer groups, small prayer groups, but individually too, just appealing to heaven and asking God, please have mercy. You know what? And here's a bottom line. This is not for political purposes. We're not looking for political victory, though that would be nice. We'd like to have pro-lifers elected. We want that. However, this is, God, please heal our land for your glory, for your namesake. You know, my family and I are praying for a good friend of ours who's got a pregnancy, and there's maybe some defects, and the baby. And we're just appealing to heaven every single morning, asking God, please, Lord, heal this child from any problems, any health issues, any defects for your namesake. Not for ours, for your namesake. Would you astound the doctors and surgeons and the nurses? Would you just blow them away and say, how did this happen? God can do that and bring glory to his name. And that's what we're asking.
Well, Dave, a lot of the things you mentioned, a lot of the laws coming out of Springfield, coming out of Washington, D.C., they are pulling people away from God.
Yes.
You know, God uses law to show us what sin is. But these people who are passing these laws are passing wicked, evil laws. They're calling evil good and good evil.
Yep.
We see it. We see it all the time. We can't believe the things that are coming out of our General Assembly here in Illinois. And as a result, many people are falling away from God. They are thinking that it's okay to walk in their own rebellious, disobedient ways. And, Lord, it can't happen. We have to do something about it. It has gotten to a point where it's only God who'll be
That's
able
right.
to heal our land,
and it's
period.
And it's the pride of man that's thinking we can redefine what gender is. You know, we can have 52, 57, how many, you know, genders? We can say abortion is a right in a health care. I mean, wow.
Isaiah said, woe
yes.
to those who call good evil and evil good. Woe.
But the pride of man says, I'm right.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing. It's me. And they reject God's word and his standard.
Yeah, but God warns of what's going to happen.
That's right.
Well, you say this is not political.
No.
But it runs really close to the election, and
it is designed for that. I'm not gonna pretend we're asking God to move now at this time because it's crucial. God can do this after November 5th, even if the wrong person is elected or wrong people are elected. God can still move. God can change hearts. Scripture, I think it's a proverb that says God changes the heart of a man like a king, I'm sorry, like the river of waters. Mm-hmm. You know, he can change the stream of a river easily.
But God also gives us a template of who to put in authority
over us. That's right. We have responsibilities. He has given us this beautiful gift of self-government, but Christians just don't turn out. Or when they do turn out, they vote incorrectly. They don't vote biblical values, do they, all the time? They vote pragmatically.
I can maybe anticipate what some pastors in the back of their mind are thinking. If I open my church to corporate prayer so close to the election, there are going to be a bunch of very political prayers, and that's going to turn some people off.
We serve the King of Kings, Lord Jesus. He's the king of everything, including politics. Mm-hmm. And we need to take that under dominion, too. That's what I would say to pastors.
He created government.
And Romans 13 tells us that it's supposed to be used for good. Mm-hmm. It's to promote good and punish evil. But we're not doing that, as Kathy pointed out a few minutes ago. We're not doing that. We're doing the exact opposite. We're rewarding evil and punishing good. And that's when government has gone upside down, right?
Dave, we're also called to pray for those in authority.
Amen.
So we can live peaceful and quiet lives.
Listen, you don't want to pray. I get it. You know, for pro-abortion politics, politicians, I should say.
Pray for their salvation.
But we need to pray for their salvation. Mm-hmm. Our friend Juan, who is with Love Life, has been downtown at the Planned Parenthood, and he does these reports on Facebook. You know, he just recently reported that two Planned Parenthood employees walked away.
That's a miracle.
It is a miracle. Yeah. You know, there are places that have had closed down, abortion mills who have had to close down because they can't find anyone to work it. Because people are outside praying and giving glory
to God.
And giving God glory.
Yeah.
And it's convicting the hearts of people
right.
who are saying, oh my goodness, I'm on the wrong side of this.
That's how our wonderful God works.
Yeah. Abby Johnson is a perfect example of that in the movie Unplanned. So as Kathy points out, we need to pray for our officials. We need even J.B. Pritzker, Biden and Harris and Schumer and Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth. We need to pray for them. God, please have mercy on them and open their eyes to your truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Just something that simple.
Well, what do you say to Christians who think, you know, I'm all for prayer, but I think God has turned their back on Illinois?
God has, yeah. Well, we're, you know, God does say he will judge us, and there are consequences to sin.
And if those same people given up? Have they given up to praying to God to turn things around? Because maybe that's part of the problem.
Maybe there's a lot of discouragement, Dave.
Yeah. Well, that's because we're looking at the temporal world instead of the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. We know the end is true. Believe me, I can speak for everybody at IFI. We've had plenty of election cycles where we have felt like licking our wounds the next day. You know, oh no, not this. These results are horrible.
Or what happens in the General Assembly.
Or what happens in the General Assembly, especially the veto session where a lot of garbage gets passed.
Beware coming up.
Beware, yes. But we have to remain faithful to the Lord because he is able to do far greater than we can ever anticipate. He can take a bad, horrible situation and turn it to good. We don't know how many people are turning away from sin and turning towards the Lord throughout all of this. It's a big state. We've got 12 million people here. And when we're calling these things out and when we're doing worldview conferences and we're explaining the situations, we don't know how many people are waking up and turning away from that. I think more and more people are. The whole partisan divide right now is really getting polarized, right? Conservatives are getting more conservative. Liberals are getting far left, very liberal. In fact, Kamala Harris picked a vice presidential candidate who is far left instead of moderate. So they're collecting out there. It's, you know, Dr. Del Tackett used to say this in his Truth Project. It's a cosmic battle. God's truth versus Satan's lies. That's what it is. That's exactly what, not to say that the far right is always right on everything that we do, but most of the time they are, you know, pro-life, pro-family, marriage, you know, these things are the cornerstone, religious liberty, cornerstone of it all.
Dave, it's easy to get discouraged.
Yes.
Very easy. But God calls us to be obedient, not victorious necessarily.
That's right. Faithful.
We need to be faithful and obedient. And he also calls us to walk by faith. Faith in the one who is sovereign over everything.
Yeah.
And not walk by sight. In other words, not walk by the discouragements of every day, of what we see around us. So we need to keep our eyes focused on him.
Amen.
And be obedient to him.
You
if
know,
we
it,
can do those two things, we're in good shape.
It reminds me of the shepherd boy David. His faith and his trust was so much in the Lord that he was able to go in front of a giant and say, "Who are you, you uncircumcised Philistine, that would insult my God?"
That's right.
Wow, right? But you know what? He had experience. He saw God when lions came after mm-hmm. his sheep, and he was able to put them down with mm-hmm. just a rock and a sling.
Yeah.
You know, he saw God's faithfulness in the small things. Well, we would say small. Then he was able to go against the Goliath. You know, God has done so many things in our lives, and I bet you the listeners even will agree with me. God has been faithful to us and have done so many good things. Our trust is well placed in the creator of the universe.
Amen. Well, so, Kathy, when someone goes to humilityandprayerillinois.com, mm-hmm. what happens?
Well, if they're a church, they can register their church, put in the date, the time, the location of their church, and people then can go into that same website, put in their zip code, and those churches nearby them will pop up, and they can know where they can go to pray.
And this is what I want to say to the pastors and church leaders listening to this. One of the benefits of doing this project is that we're going to publish this list of churches and all the events statewide, and I'm hoping and praying as we make that known to others, and we will promote it on social media, that we will have Christians who have maybe stagnated or fallen away from church gain their attention and say, "Oh, hey, there's one in my neighborhood. There's one not too far from me. I'm going to go to this prayer
event.
Maybe
I'll check it out."
And yeah. check it out.
Yeah.
And then maybe be motivated to start joining a fellowship. And by the way, guys, I'm telling you, I've met many Christians recently who don't have a home church, and they've kind of fallen away, especially since the COVID lockdowns.
Yes.
And you know what? We need to have a fellowship. We need to be accountable to a spiritual authority as well as be a blessing to other Christians. You know, going to church isn't just for you to be fed. It's also for you to encourage other brothers and sisters in Christ. This is vitally important. And so if you're not there, you can encourage other people. So anyway, just to the brothers and sisters who are listening to this and don't have a home church, find one. And then to the church leaders, what an opportunity to open your doors up and invite Christians who are out, you know, from various walks of life into your church and ask them to pray with you and maybe be able to minister to them in the future.
And Dave, just to reiterate, IFI isn't trying to dictate how churches go about.
No,
doing
no.
This.
You know what? You know, in my mind, it would be a wonderful event if you had prayer and then some hymns and spiritual songs, and then maybe some Bible reading and then prayer and hymns and you know, back and forth like that. But you know what? You run it the way you want to run it. You know, if you want to have a mini sermon or an exhortation, do it. You know, if you want to have 2 hours of prayer, do it. You know. Open prayer, fine. Organized prayer, fine. This is your event. No way we're dictating it.
And Kathy, I would think that some pastors are a little reluctant to get involved, as we talked about. But maybe the members of their church need to put a bug in their ear, if they're listening, and say, "We need to do this."
Well, on that Absolutely. Point, too, real quick, is a lot of pastors are super busy, and they're doing so much. And even the letter is still sitting on their desk. They haven't read it yet. So yeah, it would be helpful to have a a member of the church just encouraged the pastor, hey, have you heard about this? Maybe we should do partake in this.
A lot of churches have prayer teams.
Yes, that's right.
I'm involved in my church's prayer team. Good. I was involved in my previous church's prayer team. That's where it can get organized. It's not difficult. It's very easy to put the word out and say, hey, we're getting together and we're going to pray. We're going to pray for the state of Illinois. What a beautiful thing.
Amen. Yeah. We're totally dependent on this.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's this 40 days that we want to encourage people to have ongoing prayer. And I don't think we've talked enough about that. You have this gathering at your church on maybe September 25th or 26th. Maybe you choose some other day. But before the election, we have to be in prayer as individuals, with our friends, our family, etc.
This side of heaven, we're not going to know God's mind. And I'm not even positive we're going to ever know God's mind, because we're finite beings, and He is an infinite God. But, you know, more than 20 times in Scripture, God has a move that takes place after 40 days. There's something about the number 40 in Scripture. I'm not going to pretend to know exactly what it is, but let's follow that template. Let's discipline ourselves for a season. 40 days is, what, a month and a week, something like that, right? So let's just discipline ourselves to do that and see how God responds.
What if these churches, on their corporate day of prayer, handed out to everybody in attendance a page that told them to consider praying for these particular items during the next 40 days, taking them home?
Yep.
You know, it would build their spiritual prayer muscle for these people who maybe haven't taken the time to pray every day.
That's right.
If they set aside, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes every day to do this, what a wonderful thing. They're going to be encouraged. They're going to see God move. They're going to feel closer to God.
Amen
in
to
the
that.
Meantime.
Yep.
And it would just be a great opportunity for the church to do that.
Yeah,
I
to
believe.
Come up with your own. We've got a recommendation sheet that's also available on that site, you know, humilityandprayerillinois.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's a link to our recommendations. And so a bunch of bullet points and prayers. But you can develop your own.
Absolutely.
Include your own local city council people, your aldermen, your library board, your school board members, your county board members, whatever it may be, and pray for them by name. What a great opportunity. How about the police chief? How about the fire chief? You know, all these people.
We're not at a loss of things to pray for, people to pray for.
Right. Wait, so going back to that two-hour thing, 2 hours of prayer may be very well needed here.
Think about it. Maybe there's division within your church. This is a way to bring some healing.
Well, absolutely. You know, there's political and cultural issues, but there's biblical issues, right? Right? Biblical overrides it all. Mm-hmm. And we need to be on the same page with the Holy Word of God. That's where we need to be. So we've got to leave that other stuff, the cultural, the political stuff behind, and be biblical at all times. That's the call of be holy because I'm holy. That means being biblical.
Well, what happens after this campaign? Is this way that maybe we have revival right here in Big Blue, Illinois?
Monty, I am praying for that. Exactly.
From your lips to God's ears.
Yes. Oh, Father God, we do ask you for revival in this land. But you know what, guys? It only comes after repentance. We can't have revival if we still live the same corrupt, immoral, sinful ways. We can't.
Humility and repentance, key.
Yep. So we need to humble ourselves, repent from our ways, seek God, and ask for forgiveness. He will then respond with what kind of healing? I don't know. Total healing? Well, that's only going to come when Jesus comes back to rule. So let me rephrase that. That is only going to happen when God comes back, when Jesus comes back in triumph. Until then, we need to be faithful and continue to make disciples. That was Jesus' commission to us. Remember, the Great Commission, go make disciples of what? All nations. He didn't say of individuals or cities. All nations. We've got a big job here, right? Go make disciples of the nations, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Not just some things, all things. Boy, that's a lot. Everything from abortion to marriage to family to children to education to what, I mean, you name it.
Well, I'm expecting God to respond in his way, yeah, in a big way.
It would be so awesome. That's what we're praying for. He's not obligated, but we will peel and we will do it day after day for the next 40 days. In fact, we're doing it now, but let's start on the 25th, 26th of September and keep going and wear them down. In that story of the widow coming to the judge, the unjust judge.
Luke chapter 18.
Thank you. Okay, there you go.
Anyway, she's a theologian.
Yeah. In that chapter, the widow wears the judge down. In that example, Jesus is telling us, come, wear me down. He's inviting us. Come.
Jesus tells us to pray and never give up. Verse 1.
So there you go. Thank you, Kathy. See, you made my point. His point, actually. Keep coming. He's inviting, telling us that story. He's saying, come, wear me down. Inviting us to wear him down. Of course, he's not going to be worn down, but the point is made. Keep coming, keep coming, keep asking.
God loves to be worn down with our prayers.
All right.
Well, let's try it.
It's time to pray. Dave, yeah. Lead us in a short prayer.
Absolutely.
To close us out.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we know that we are utterly and completely dependent upon you for anything good, for anything wholesome, anything that is going to give you honor and glory. We in ourselves cannot, because we are corrupt by nature. Only by dying to self, as the Apostle Paul says, and living to you are we able to produce any good fruit. Sweet, abundant fruit is what we want to produce for you, to bring you honor, to bring you glory. And so, Father, through this initiative, this prayer initiative, where we acknowledge our national sins, where we ask for your forgiveness, where we seek your face and ask for your healing, would you please, if we do this, would you please heal our land, bring a revival, have people turn from their wicked worldly ways and to live for you. That's our goal. That's what we want to see. We know that's your goal because your word is very clear on that. And so, Father, we ask you for your glory, for your honor, to please move here in the state of Illinois and throughout the United States of America. And then, Father, may that revival catch on worldwide, where more people from Europe and Asia and Africa and the down below and up below and everywhere in this world would bring honor and glory to your name. Lord, make it so, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, do go to humilityandprayerillinois.com. Pastor, get your church involved. If you're sitting in the congregation, you'd like to see your church get involved, well, tell your pastor about this. Remind him about this. Tell the elders in your church to, Mr. Pastor, let's get involved in
this.
Well,
how could any church leader say this is a bad idea? How can anyone say, well, no, we don't want to do that?
We're hoping that many pastors and people in their congregations will do so. Until next time, stay healthy, stay active, and God bless. Do tell your family and friends about Illinois Family Spotlight. Support the work of the Illinois Family Institute. Sign up for IFI email updates.
September 6th.
Oh, and Dave, we have a very big banquet coming up.
Yes.
With a young, strong voice for Christianity and conservatism. Allie Beth Stuckey.
Allie Beth Stuckey is a hit with Generation Z and millennials. She is a young mom of three, strong Christian conservative voice, and she's going to come up from the free state of Texas to come speak to us in Tinley Park, Illinois. And Lord, I believe it's going to be used to encourage us in the battle here in Illinois to stay firm. Our theme for this banquet is resolute. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That is so important for us to hold on to, hang our hat on, whatever you want to call it. We need to be resolute in the faith, because our work is not in vain as long as it is being done in the Lord.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you, folks, once again for tuning in, and tell your family and friends about Illinois Family Spotlight. Until next time, God bless.
For more information about Illinois Family Spotlight, visit ifiaction.org. And to email questions and comments, do so at feedback@ifiaction.org.